on air, WICC 600, online, WICC600.com. Let's stimulate your brain with the Lisa Wexler Show.
Anyway, I hope you're plowed out by now. I hope everything is good where you are with the snow. Today's the second day, which means the snow isn't as fluffy. It's a little icier. So be careful. Walk slowly. You know, the ER is filling up with people falling and slips and falls and ankles as we speak. 203-333-9422. Take it easy today. The day after is always a lot less fun than the day of. So, and it gets harder to shovel that snow. It gets, you know, so don't be a hero. Hire somebody else if you can. Walk gingerly. And don't do any kind of an exertion that's going to cause you another problem. 203-333-9422. I wanted to talk a little bit about this incredible story. I sent it around and everyone was interested in it today. How the local Catholic schools in our area have avoided shutdowns. And the story basically focuses on Greenwich Catholic School. It focuses a little bit on, I think it's St. Francis in Norwalk? And the 24 Catholic schools in the Diocese of Bridgeport. And basically the story is that the headline is local Catholic schools avoid shutdowns. The Diocese of Bridgeport officials saying we haven't had a significant number of COVID cases. All Saints Catholic School, pardon me, in Norwalk. And what it talks about and who it interviews is examples, for example, let's see. All Saints Catholic School in Norwalk has been back in school 5 days a week with limited time for quarantines. It talks about what a stark contrast that is to public schools in the hometown of Norwalk. And Greenwich Catholic is interviewed at length and talks about how they've basically been in school the whole time. They say they haven't. Even the Diocese of Bridgeport, Steve Cheeseman, superintendent, said there have been only a handful of incidents where some of the diocese's five high schools have had to go to remote longer term due to staff and student quarantines. But other than that, the area's Catholic schools have had a lot of success reopening. Some schools, he said, had no cases at all. There are about 7,000 students in the system. Most are attending classes in person. Only about 180 out of 7,000 kids altogether are part of the diocese's online learning academy. Most middle and high schoolers are attending school in person. Students in preschool through eighth grade are in school 5 days a week. Some high schools have returned in a hybrid model, but others like Notre Dame Catholic High School in Fairfield are back 5 days a week. Cheeseman said, for the most part, most students have opted for in-person. It's the better option if they can be in person. The learning experience is so much better. And the diocese has also not been struck with long-term switches to remote learning. He said, staff will pitch in to help if a teacher is quarantined. Some teachers will teach remotely from quarantine while another staff member supervises. And he says in his case, even the principal will help teach. And talks about how the teachers are the heroes in the pandemic in our schools that have gone above and beyond. He talked about the parents who are acting out of abundance of caution. Some parents were interviewed. And one parent said if they even think their child was exposed by someone outside school, they don't send them to school. They inform the school. I think the parents are very thankful to have their students in school. One gal working at Greenwich Catholic says she has seen staff going out of their way to wear masks and keep distance. Greenwich Catholic has only seen a few switches to remote at the middle school level, according to Principal Patrice Copas, many of which were on the result of erring on the side of caution when it came to quarantines. There were only 4 or 5 cases confirmed out of 350 students, and all the cases they believe were contracted outside the school. And she said this, we opened on September 1st and we haven't closed. We've had some outbreaks and pockets in the beginning where everything was new, people didn't know what was going on. The plan relies heavily on the use of cohorts. The diocese is working closely with local health departments. Every case is handled on a case-by-case basis. Linda Dunn, principal at All Saints, contributes the success to parents and staff. She said parents in particular have been good about keeping students home when ill and communicating potential exposures. So it's a really remarkable summary of how one smaller school system that adheres to its own principles has been able to make it work for their kids as well as their teachers during this unparalleled time where almost all other kids are not able to go to school. And I just think it bears a mention here on our show today with a conversation about why do you think that is? 203-333-9422. I mean, why do you think that is, that the Catholic schools seem to have been able to do this much better? Do you have an opinion about that? I have some theories, which are, of course, out of the back of my tush, but what the heck. One of the theories is, of course, that when you send your kid to any private school versus public, you make a very real purposeful contract as a parent. And you know that if you do not adhere to that contract, the school has an option to tell you not to come back. Public schools don't have that privilege. You don't get that option. You send your kid to public school, you put them on a bus, and if for whatever reason your kid shouldn't be mainstreamed or acts out terribly, unless it's a truly egregious kind of a thing where they can be expelled with all kind of due process hearings and lawyers and rights, basically the public school has no option. They got to take you and they got to take your kid. When it comes to Catholic schools and when it comes to private schools in general, it's very clear. Your kid doesn't behave, they're out. You don't behave, you're out as a family. So that's a very strong, I think, motivation to obey whatever the rules of the system are. And in this case, focusing a little bit on the Catholic schools, they must have, clearly in retrospect, done a better job of figuring this out. They're very good as a society at obedience to rules. It's part of what they're taught as a religion. It's part of the strictures of their religion about obedience. It is very hierarchical society, the Catholic Church, and so I would imagine the Catholic, that the lines of authority are clear. And the lines of communication are clear, and who has what right to do what is clear. And then obviously there was a very cooperative spirit that was going on, the kind of intangible thing, maybe some luck, where you have parents voluntarily saying, we're going to go above and beyond. If we think our kid was exposed, that kid isn't going to school because we don't want to risk our kid exposing it to somebody else. And then this idea of principals teaching classes when teachers couldn't. You don't find that in some systems. You just don't. You don't find that kind of culture of if this one can't do it, we'll pitch in to help, which clearly is going on in the Catholic schools. Anyway, off to them for this because everybody benefits when it can be done like this. I'm Lisa Wexler. When we come back, we're going to talk to another educator, Dr. Mordechai Gordon from Quinnipiac University, who has a comment overall on the way we're delivering education during this time of pandemic. 203-333-9422, not only when it comes to technology and laptops, but fundamentally, are we teaching our children? 203-333-9422. We'll be right back.